Paul, despite being down early 1-0, a lot of your players really liked the way that your club was able to come out here and get going on back-to-back nights.
Yeah, we thought we were fine. It's a quick one 10 seconds in, but we thought we were pretty good, played pretty smart. Rest of the third, didn't try to get it right back, just kind of settled into the game. So we were fairly solid in that first.
What about the second period where all of a sudden things did start to go your way?
Yeah, you know, what we were good at tonight is we were on pucks and we knocked a lot of pucks down and countered back quickly, and it's difficult to defend well on change of possession, but another forwards especially skated well, knocked a lot of pucks down, like I said, and created some quick strikes.
With everything Toby Enstrom does for your hockey club defensively, Paul, how nice was it to see one go in for him?
He's been so good and underappreciated maybe for the quality of his work. You know, he's formerly a point producing guy. He has that ability, but he was good. And probably I would think that Dustin Byfuglien was the best player on the ice tonight. He has been for a couple of weeks going back. He was really good for a long period of time, not putting any numbers up. And now he's doing both, playing so he knocked a lot of pucks down, broke up so many plays, and then the offensive part of his game is the best hockey I've ever seen him play.
Michael Hutchinson hadn't played since end of January.
Yeah.
Concussion, comes back in a tough spot, gives up that early goal.
That's tough, so good on him because he made two good saves and the two other good saves in the first period and again. And then they had a pretty heavy push there, even down 5-1. Made some real good saves in that. So he gave us a chance to win the game tonight with his play, and that's what you ask of those guys.
Paul, back to Dustin for a bit. Is it fair to say he's more understated now, and that's maybe why he's playing so well?
Well, he has been all year. I mean, he really has cut back a lot of his forays in the offensive zone. Then again, we're not trailing games as much, and he wants to win. So all of the time prior, if you get behind it, you know, he gets a little bit more active. He's done a really, really good job of picking his spots now. But his all-around play, I mean, he moves it simply, moves it quick, jumps in when he can, but patience in it. He's got patience in his game. And he's still such a physical force when he needs to be down low. His all-around game is outstanding.
You knew he would embrace that extra ice time, Paul, but did you have to talk with him at all before the stretch after Jacob left about what you needed from him during the stretch?
No, I mean, the numbers would get right. Like, he's comfortable in those numbers, right? Both he and Tyler want to play those kind of minutes. So for them, it wasn't an adjustment. He made his adjustment at the start of the year, right from the very start. He hadn't scored in an awfully long time, but he was being really solid, really responsible, and it's built. Like, he's got better and better and better at it. He still is aggressive and will jump in when he thinks it's there. He had a tip in the slot, jumping in the first period, got in and got out real quick on it. He's just such a powerful man. When he's with hands like that, he's quite a force.
Laine's got a great shot, obviously. Guys have success against certain teams, but for him, I mean, 12 goals and 16 points in 8 games against Dallas. What's it like for a coach when you have a guy that has that kind of a hot run against a team?
Well, most times Patty doesn't score, you still think he could have had 3 or 4 against any team. It's any shot is dangerous that he has. He finds the holes here really well. Didn't miss on the penalty shot by much. It's pretty good.
Big picture to go 2-0 on this road trip against Central Division teams. Just a thought on recapping the weekend and going into next week with more or less your club still feeling good about yourselves?
Really important to get back in the Central. We had dropped some games there. So we'll get back strong on the road with both teams really pressing now with the standings, what they are. So you know you're getting their A game from them. Both games we had to kind of hold early in the game and then built as it went.
You said too, you didn't want to talk about separation, but the facts are you're up by 9 points on both of those teams. I mean, what does that mean with 20 games left that you were able to create some?
Well, I think Vegas is still the first place team in the league, and they've got 86, I think. Is that about right? They're not making the playoffs with 86 points, so it's still on.
Tyler's okay.
Yeah.
Shift,
yeah, we believe so.